for another Thuggin.com interview. Thank God it's the last one we're doing, because I've had far too much to drink already, mate. fancy booking a Thuggin.com interview at 7:15 in the evening if you lost your mind. It's like, you know what we're like drinking. You know what we're going to get to. But anyway, welcome. Thanks for clicking and having a listen. We're here with the lovely man, Sam, from the Sam's... What are they called?
Sam's
the Lost Boys.
Sam's... See what I mean? I told you I was drunk. Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, yeah, of course, sorry.
You're having the correct folky experience there. You've got to completely immerse yourself in the being a folky and drinking a lot of beer as part of that.
So. Well, do you know what? We've been so on the button all day long, and it's like we get to this stage, and, you know, it was there on the tip of my tongue, and it's just slipped.
I knew I should have opened it, mate.
You should have opened up the interview, we've just discovered you're a melodeon player, of course, related to Shave the Monkey's dad. Is his dad Shave the Monkey?
Yes, Duncan.
Yeah,
and he's been amazing with us, Duncan. He comes around our house quite a lot. We live in Bristol. I live with Archie, the melodeon player, and Jamie, the banjo player. And
stuff.
Duncan's always coming over. But yeah, played Hurdy Gurdy with Led Zeppelin, I think.
Duncan, he did. Gallows Tree.
We do a version of that song as well. Gallows Pole.
Gallows Pole, sorry.
The English version is Prickle Eye Bush, I just found Gallows Pole a bit more poetic.
And he had that fantastic hurdy-gurdy, because we, one of the first bands we interviewed when we started in 2000, I think it was Shave the Monkey. It's really weird, it's come sort of full circle in a way, a tenuous one. And he had this hurdy-gurdy, which when he powered it up, it had little devil's horns on, and the eyes used to go red. It was absolutely brilliant.
And I've never heard of that.
Ask him. He sold it. I don't know where he sold it to, but you have to try and find it. Bring it back in.
Well, hurdy-gurdy is one of the instruments that I would absolutely love to play. Never had a go on one, but it's
great because you have to turn it. It's like the old, like, it's so much fun.
Levant du Nord playing yesterday. Did they have their hurdy-gurdy?
They were amazing.
I missed them, but
they
were absolutely
good.
Loved that band.
They were well cranked up, I tell you, especially at the end. It was brilliant.
I saw them first at WOMAD in 2012. And I've seen them at Cambridge since, and they're just crazy.
How did you bring all these fabulous musicians together then? I mean, you've got Kieran in the band.
Kieran Algo.
We've talked about Archie, but you've got Jamie Francis as well.
What a banjo player.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Isn't he? Great.
Well, Jamie and Evan, the drummer, we all went to uni together.
Right.
Yeah. And I actually kind of smugly take credit for both of them even being in the folk scene. Because Jamie's a real blues head. He didn't actually play the banjo until the halfway through the first year of uni. I'd started playing with this other guy in Brighton called Tark Bowen, and we were a duo both playing guitar. And I was like, "Is Jamie's a guitarist first and foremost? He's an amazing blues guitarist." And I said, "Oh, there's this guy Jamie who I've met on the open mic scene in Brighton. You need to get him in the band. He's amazing." And Jamie was like, "Well, you've already got two guitars. But someone's just given me this old Ashbury banjo. I could try and learn it," because he's a fingerstyle player. He picked it up in about 2 weeks. First gig we played with that band, he was just like that. And he's so scientific and studious about it. Like, we live with him. He practices like 5-6 hours every single day. He's obsessed with it. With the other musicians, it was went to uni with those two, and it's just been pulling them in over the last few years. Like, Graham, the cello player, we played a So Far Sounds gig in Edinburgh with him that we'd driven up from Brighton to do for no fee. Like, times have changed now. But we met him there and just was absolutely amazed by his cello playing and his singing. He's an amazing singer as well. And got him in and Kieran Algar in to join our trio for the first album that we did, because we wanted fiddle and cello, because we all like strummy, plucky instruments, and obviously the drums. And then we've slowly added them at over the last few years. After we've met Toby, the multi-instrumentalist, flutes and cittern and fiddles. I met him at the Hoy and Anchor Folk Club in Leon C, which is where Toby lives. He came along with his dad, and it's, you know, you immediately gravitate towards other people who are folkies but your own age, because it's so rare. So we just met up then, and we stayed at his house, and we were like, "Oh, he's an amazing musician," got him in. And then Archie, I actually met Archie quite a few years ago at Cambridge Folk Festival at a youth musicians workshop, and we'd sort of kept in touch a little bit over the years, but we live together now in Bristol, and I knew of him from More Moss Rutter on the scene as well. So then he came in. So it's a kind of I think we've plateaued now in terms of the number of the band, because we've had a few very steep learning curves this year about doing venue tours and playing festivals. And with this band, like today, when you have a 20-minute line check, you need to have your own sound engineer.
Oh, too right.
You know.
Yeah.
So we've actually learned that we can't really afford any more band members.
No. We were talking just before you, the interview we did with Will Rahn, and he was saying it's great to play with that band, and it was very good, but he doesn't like to get too secure in that. Yeah. He likes to be a more of a, you know, go out, he's doing a solo tour towards the end of this year. But with you guys, do you think that's going to last now? Do you think that's a lineup? Because if you live with a couple,
Will is more of a better singer-songwriter than I am. You know, he's more of a powerful singer-songwriter that has a lot to say and is amazing at capturing it in song. Yeah. Whereas I can write good songs, and I've written a few okay songs when I put my mind to it, but I'm more of a sort of producer and arranger kind of mindset. Yep. That's why I'm much better at doing traditional material and covers, because I'm much better arranging stuff than actually just completely writing it myself. Yeah. I get really bored.
So was you responsible for the songs for Swing?
Yes.
Fantastic. Good job, man.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Yeah, that's my dad. I mentioned on stage that I was lucky as a kid to have an Irish granddad who got me into folk music.
Yeah.
But I also had my dad who listened to Dire Straits, Fleetwood Mac. You know, he took me to my first ever gig, which was Meat Loaf at Blickley Hall in Norfolk.
Baptism of Fire.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah.
When you look at Pretty Teddy and you look at that album and the success of that album has actually happened, the diversity as well. I mean, you've got songs on there like Crash the Levee on one extreme, and then When the Reavers Call as well. But you've also got the one about the baker.
Angela and the Baker.
As well as there's a real mix of stuff. So what made you sort of come up with that collection?
I think the thing with that sort of side of our music, the kind of eclecticism, I guess, without sounding pretentious, but in like, we do a lot of music from a lot of different places. We do American songs, we do English, Scottish, Irish songs, and then do covers and write our own stuff as well. That is just because of the various influences into the band, and it's mainly me and Jamie, the banjo player, who arrange and write most of the stuff, and then the other guys come in later. And we just have such a mixture of influences that we sort of get bored of one thing quite quickly. So we like to have a lot of variance in there. But we've always. In the bands we played in at uni, we've done a lot of bad gigs, so we have had that kind of rite of passage, you know, playing all the rubbish gigs, and so when we get to do a show like this, we always look at each other and just have these moments where we're like, oh, I remember that time when we had to sleep in the car in Exeter services, and it's lovely.
Yeah.
But one thing we've always sort of, a mantra we've kept throughout the whole process has been, we never want to play music to try and please anyone else. We only want to play it for ourselves. So that kind of naturally has stopped us from getting pigeonholed in any particular thing, because we haven't ever thought we should be doing more this kind of stuff because that makes more sense, or that will appeal to more people.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's kind of sounding out
there. Interesting you say that, because with the Folking Awards, we started the Folking Awards in 2016, because we thought we'd been running the site for like since 2000, but I don't know why we didn't have any awards up to that point. We thought, we'll do it. And the way that it actually works is that the team of writers actually pick five artists or bands in each of the categories who they think are worthy winners. Mm. And then we thought, for a bit of fun, we'll just open it out to the public vote. And sort of the public vote now seems to be the one where people actually, you know, say they're the winners. That's how we've done it. That's how it's just worked out.
Yeah.
But really interestingly, all of our writers who actually, the team where we put together and we say who we're going to put, you know, in it this year, and we do that process. You were nominated in 2017 for Best Live Act. And also this year, you were there for Best Band, and also Best Album.
Yeah, that's what was really nice for you. That was the only sort of Best Album thing.
The Young'uns actually, picked that up. They won the public vote.
Yeah, it is
an amazing album. But it was so close. When you looked at the stats coming in, it was like dipping between. You know, you were actually in the lead at one point and dipping. And it was just absolutely incredible. Yeah. And to that level of, you know, that level of talent, that diversity, and that's a massive plus thing for the folk music.
Yeah. Oh, thanks very much. We feel a lot of affinity with the Young'uns, actually, because one of our first ever gigs in the folk scene, they were on the same bill as us, and it was at a food festival in Surrey, in the middle of nowhere. Most random gig ever. And they were on the lineup, and they hadn't been going for that long either, and they were, you know, well, playing that festival with us. They're at sort of a similar level, and we've sort of come up with each other, and it's just lovely to see them doing well, because I think they're amazing. I think what they do is absolutely amazing.
That album was incredible.
Yeah, I think David Eagle is an absolute genius. Like, I saw his DJ set at Folk East last year. Incredible. And Sean Cooney, just absolute master of writing. And Michael, who often sort of seems to be sitting in the background kind of thing, would just randomly, I remember I saw him play at Costa del Folk, and his guitar wasn't working, so he just went and was like, oh, I'll just play it on piano, and just nailed it on piano. I didn't even know he played piano.
It's brilliant.
Most humble guys are amazing. I'll stop gushing about him.
That's fine. We've just had a bloke come in through the door who's actually stuck two fingers up. I think it was that way, but then again it might have been that way.
I don't know.
That means we've got 2 minutes.
But that's better than that one, isn't it? You know, the one they do where it's wind it up, and you hate that one. That must be terrible, you know.
So there we go. So I think we need two.
Yeah, really enjoyed the show. Brilliant. Keep doing it, mate, because it's fantastic. Loved it. Loved everything about it, and songs are swinging, everything. Been a pleasure talking to you, mate.
Thanks to you guys for your support.
No, you're most welcome.
We really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks to all.